Our gospel is about baptism, and one of my goals in life that I really want to do, it would be hard to realize this one, because I don't speak Greek or any of those languages, but on the other side of the world, do you know that when the Catholic Church baptizes a baby, they have this humongous baptismal font, and the priest takes the baby, and it's really deep. And the baby is buck naked except for a little diaper, and until the baptismal gown is placed after the baptism. But the priest takes this kid and goes, "I baptize you in the name of the Father," whoosh, all the way in, and then the baby, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's so cool. And if you can find videos of this, and if any of you ever have a baby and you're okay with me doing that, I would be so happy. And the babies never die from it, okay? Except the death of baptism with new life in Christ, you know? But I just think that's really cool. And baptism is such... Why I like that is because it's a very beautiful image of... And it reflects beautifully what happens in baptism, which is that we are immersed into Christ. We enter deep into Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. We become, as the scripture says, a part of his body. And this like totally immersed into that. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and she called and she says, "I have a relative and he is kind of old and he's kind of sick and he wants to be baptized. He's not baptized yet." And I said, "Well, that's great." She says, "But he doesn't want to go through RCIA. I said, "Well, I've been known to let people in the back door, you know, of the church." I said, "And you can make exceptions, you know, when somebody is elderly and particularly when they are sick." And so I said, "Well, we can definitely make something work." And she says, I says, "But the big thing is he wants to really live the Catholic life, right?" And she says, "Well, no, not really. he kind of wants it just in case." And I said, "No, that doesn't, because a constituent, necessary element of baptism is the orientation of a person's life in Jesus to the Father. That in baptism, we enter into Christ, and Christ is always oriented to God the Father. And that baptism, which is why, by the way, to have your child baptized is the greatest gift you ever give them. Because you are bringing them into Jesus and orienting them to God the Father. And you're saying, that's what I want for my child. A life oriented to the Father, fully in Christ, immersed in Christ. Praise the Lord. What a great gift that parents give to their children. And, of course, sometimes people are a little older when they get baptized, you know, and they go through RCIA and so forth. But, like, that's what happens. Now, because we're broken, because we sin, we sometimes go astray. The church has always taught this important teaching. When we go to confession, we renew our baptism. We renew our desire to live immersed in Jesus. We renew our orientation to God and heaven. We renew our desire to live a life fully alive in Christ. There is no other life. And our sins prove that. And when we go to confession, we renew our baptism and all that that entails, which is why going to confession is such an important part. The church always gives us bare minimums, a bare minimum of being a practicing Catholic, including other things, but you have to go to confession once a year at least. But you have to go every time you have a mortal sin, which includes things like missing Sunday Mass, things like that. Whenever we go astray and choose other things above God, you know, breaking the commandments, the precepts of the church, so forth. But we come back to confession and we are renewed. We are reoriented and we renew our baptism. You know, couples do that, different, you know, couples that have been married for a long time, they do things like go on dates, or maybe they go on a trip and leave the kids behind, you know, and they renew their wedding vows. I myself, every chrism mass, we priests, we renew our priestly vows. And then once a year I go on a retreat to renew my priesthood. Doing things to renew our important commitments is essential. Confession renews our baptism, our commitment to live a life oriented to God the Father in Christ. And so we go to confession with that desire. We don't go because we feel like, oh, I feel guilty, or we don't go so that I feel better about myself, or so that Father Mike thinks I'm a better Catholic. We go because we have a true desire in our heart to reorient our life and renew our promise to live a godly life. And we know that we've gone astray largely because of our own brokenness. And that's such a gift that we have in our beautiful Catholic Church. And so maybe you don't know how to do it, but that's okay. When you go to confession, you go to Jesus in the priest. Jesus in the priest forgives you. Jesus is the one who forgives us, not a person. Jesus in the priest is how God designed the whole thing. Praise God. And then the burdens and things that we carry are removed from our shoulders, and we renew our desire to live a life in Christ. That's why I want everybody going to confession. That's why I sit in that box for 12 hours once a month, 12 hours straight. Not because it's just a rule of the church, whatever. It's so that, because I love when people renew their baptism, when people renew their desire to live in Jesus, a life oriented to the Father. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. And so that's my prayer. Pope Francis said this a couple years ago. I thought it was beautiful. He said, I went to confession on September 21st, 1953. I remember the date. I've been thousands of times since. But that day, my confession reoriented my life. What did the priest say to me? I don't remember. I just remember he smiled at me, and then I don't know what happened. It was a father's welcome, and I was made new. You guys, that's what happens at confession. It reorients our life back to God, which is why I beg you, if you haven't been for a long time, come back. If you have sins, which we all have, come back to confession. Renew your baptism. Renew your desire to live a life oriented to Jesus, to the Father, in fully immersed in Jesus. You will not be sorry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.